Our sermon title for this morning is Life Doesn't Always Turn Out the Way You Might Expect. Life doesn't always turn out the way you might expect. That I'm standing here in this pulpit this morning is proof of that. Today is Palm Sunday, the day that we remember Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. People line the streets, waving palm branches, shouting, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It looked like a parade for a king. And it was. But not the kind of king that they expected. You see, life doesn't always turn out the way you might expect. But in just the last few days, those same crowds would be shouting something very different. In the future, they would be shouting, crucify him. Instead of a throne, Jesus would be lifted up on the cross. Instead of a golden crown, he would be wearing a crown of thorns. Instead of soldiers bowing down in allegiance to him, they would mock and they would strike him. Because life doesn't always turn out the way you might expect. I believe this was on Mary's mind, the mother of Jesus, when she stood at a distance watching as the body was being taken down from the cross and wrapped in a finely woven linen shroud. As the sturdy white fabric enveloped his lifeless body, she strained to look at her son one last time. His head and his body was already covered by the cloth. All that remained visible were his once powerful hands. Like a snapshot frozen in time, they revealed the intensity of the suffering that he had endured. Rigid and stiff, his hands laid folded across his chest, contorted fingers clenched tight. Just above the wrist, unbearably large gashes could be seen, the place where the nails had ripped open a hole in his flesh. The deep dark red of his wounds looked all the more shockingly real against the impressive whiteness of his burial cloth. Consumed with sorrow, grief, and pain, Mary turned away from that dreadful image, certain that those nails had ruined her life. Life, you see, doesn't always turn out the way you might expect. Just a few days before, it had all been so different. Riding confidently into the town, seated on a donkey, thousands of people have waved palm branches and cheered his name. With great enthusiasm, they had cried, Hosanna, blessed is the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The excitement, the energy, the passion for her son was like nothing she had ever seen. For the first time in her life, she dared to believe he might actually be the long-expected king. For the first time in her life, she dared to believe her deepest hopes and dreams might actually come true. But then something suddenly changed. He was betrayed, arrested, put on trial, and nailed to that terrible cross. Her hopes and dreams were now shattered. She had nothing left but this haunting image of his stiff and rigid hands, those unbearably large gashes, the deep dark red of his wounds. Those nails had ruined her life. Life, you see, doesn't always turn out the way you might expect. The older and older that you get, the more you discover how true that statement really is. The excitement, the energy, the wonder you experience as a child slowly fades away, leaving you with the same old routine of bills, work, family obligations. As you grow up, you come to learn that the hopes and the dreams of your youth never quite seem to be fulfilled. We spend our lives thinking, If only my relationships were a little better. If only I could make a little more money. If only my children were a little more successful. If only I were just a little more attractive. Then I would be happy. Then I would finally be content. But all too often, relationships grow cold, exciting careers turn dull, gifted children lose their way, and our youthful bodies grow old. And then, when we least expect it, tragedy strikes. Suffering, disease, and death disrupt our humdrum lives, waking us from our slumber, causing us to cry out in despair to our God. Why, God? Why would you allow this to happen? Why does life always have to be so full of sorrow and pain and hurt? These are the ultimate questions that we all must face. These are the ultimate questions that can only be understood in the light of the cross of Jesus Christ. For as we will soon celebrate at the end of this Holy Week, a few days after he died, Jesus rose from the dead and appeared before the disciples in the upper room where they had been hiding. His mother Mary was there as well. Strong and full of life, Jesus raised his arms into the air, his hands open wide, inviting all to see. Incredibly, just above both wrists, the large gashes left by the nails could still be seen, except now they looked somehow different, beautiful. Filled with wonder, joy, and awe, Mary stared at his wounds, realizing in that moment that the nails hadn't ruined her life after all. The nails had actually saved her. And one day, too, you will stand before the Lord in glory, gazing upon his nail-scarred hands. You too will realize that everything you thought that had ruined your life was actually used by God to save it. In that moment, every single little thing that has caused you sorrow will not be simply be forgotten, but will become an everlasting source of joy for you. Your cries of pain one day will be transformed into endless songs of praise. For now, our sufferings may seem to promise the undoing of everything that we have hoped for. We think if we follow Jesus, everything should just go smoothly. Success, health, and happiness should be ours. But Jesus never promised us a trouble-free life. What he promised was something far greater: forgiveness, salvation, eternal life. Not through power and might, but through suffering, death, and resurrection. So today we wave our palm branches in the air, not just in celebration, but in trust. Trust that even when life surprises us, even when the road ahead looks hard, Jesus is leading us to something far more better than we could ever imagine. Life, you see, doesn't always turn out the way we might expect. Amen.